Good evening, everyone. Today is October the 4th, the fourth day of Audioboo's massive music marathon. Musicians I have known or loved. This was, of course, a huge 1965 hit for The Impressions. But who's singing this version? Have you got it yet? He's got an amazing voice, hasn't he? Let me give you another clue in case you're struggling. This is, of course, Roxy Music, with Brian Ferry on lead vocal as usual. But who do you think is playing the keyboards on it? Clearly a pretty versatile chap if he can do vocals and keyboards, but who do you think he is? Let me give you another clue with a bit more lead vocal. Here we come to Mike Rutherford's supergroup, Mike and the Mechanics. Known for having a chap called Paul Young on vocals, but who did he share those vocals with? This is The Living Years. Alright, hopefully we should be getting pretty close now. I've got two more songs to play for you, and then at the end I shall reveal everything. When Jules Holland left Squeeze in the late 1970s, he was replaced by somebody with a rather fine voice.
Calling.
Are you tempted to listen to a bit more of this chat? Right, we're nearly there. That was Tempted by Squeeze, and I've got one more special track for you. Right, well, here we go. You surely cannot fail to get it this time. So far, you've heard a solo track called People Get Ready. You've heard Roxy Music with Dance Away. Mike and the Mechanics with The Living Years. Squeeze with Tempted. And now, this is Ace with How Long. Okay, so what's the hidden link between all of these tracks? Well, it's the brilliant vocalist and keyboardist Paul Carrack. Who? Some of you are probably saying at this point. And some of you knew all along, of course. I have to say, it constantly staggers me how many people have never heard of Paul Carrack or can't place him. The first track that I played today was off a new album, called Still Groovin', and it shows that his voice is still just as good as it was back in the mid-1970s when he recorded this with Ace. So my reason for playing him today? Well, I was rather struggling, both literally and non-literally, to think of artists I knew or loved. I don't actually know any, and I'm not really somebody who get too fixated on a particular musician or band. However, I thought it was worth playing a bit of Paul Carrack, as he's an example of somebody who has had a pretty long career in the music business, has the most amazing talent, and yet nobody seems to know anything about him. He's been so far, and is yet so hidden. So even if I may not have existed in this world for the first 10 years or so of Paul Carrack's life, I still think it's definitely been worth playing him as my artist that I've known or loved. So that was October the 4th, and tomorrow we'll presumably have yet another one.